Chapter 1. After setting sail from Marcane City, Edred and his companions had set a southerly course. The journey to the City of Coins took only a week and saw them rounding the coast of Roland before crossing the strait that separated Etheria from the Deadlands. 100 miles of water kept the monsters that called the Deadlands home from traveling north and bringing their endless hunger to another continent. Now that the city was at hand, he needed to focus. Wallowing in sadness would do no one any good. He took several deep breaths and led the way down the gangplank and into the city. Except for a few hours before and after noon, the City of Coins existed in perpetual shadows cast by the titanic walls that protected it from the undead horrors plaguing the rest of the continent. It seemed to Edred that the shadows would quickly become oppressive. Of course, given the heat, maybe having constant shade was a blessing. All around him, hundreds of people shouted and haggled over everything imaginable. From food and clothes, to slaves and drugs, you could buy anything here, assuming you had the coin. Lucky for him, the gold Lord Valtan provided would purchase everything they needed with plenty to spare. After sailing away from Marcane and the city's thousands of dead, a deep melancholy had settled over the crew, understandable given that most of them had lost every member of their family. Edred was no exception to this. The evil magic unleashed on Marcane's capital had claimed his queen's life as surely as it did the poorest urchin. Only the immortal arcane Lord Valtan had survived. Edred actually pitied the man, forced to live surrounded by the dead. Since his magic bound him to the city, Valtan had no choice but to remain behind. The task of avenging his people and retaking the continent from Garenland fell to Edred. Deep down, he doubted he was up to the task, but there was no one else to carry it out.
"Where exactly are we going?"
Prince Uther asked. The son of the former king of Strachan stalked along beside Edred, his gaze darting around the busy market like he expected to be attacked at any moment. Given how many times Uther had escaped near death at the hands of those hunting him, Edred didn't blame the man for being anxious. He still wore the same battered and dirty tunic and trousers he had on when they picked him up at South Barrier Island. "Nowhere exact. After being cooped up on the ship for weeks, I decided to have a look around the city. It's going to take at least a week to resupply, and I wanted to give the men a few days of shore leave before we began the long journey across the ocean." Uther grunted. Clearly, sightseeing wasn't his cup of tea.
"Are we certain this fabled continent is even there? Maybe we'll sail for 6 months and end up in the Celestial Empire."
"Oh, it's there. Valtan assured me he's visited Colt's Land many times. I even found nautical charts among the coins he gave us to guide us right to one of their cities on the eastern coast. Whether we can convince the people there to help us defeat Garenland is another matter altogether." Uther glanced at him.
"Surely, once you tell them of the threat Garenland represents, any right-minded person will want to defeat them."
"Don't know. There was a time I would have believed Marcane lay beyond the concerns of the continent, and we are far closer to Garenland than the people of Coltsland." It pained Edred to remember how naive he'd once been. "Time will tell." A few minutes of walking brought them to the edge of the city's bazaar. The tents gave way to multi-story buildings made of light tan stone. Instead of windows, most of the buildings had only curtains. They passed businesses of all sorts. Inns, taverns, and cafes where people lounged in their flowing robes, drank coffee and tea, and smoked from hookahs. They rounded a corner and practically slammed into a gaggle of nearly naked women. The nature of the sprawling three-story building behind them needed no explanation. After their initial surprise at the men's arrival, the prostitutes immediately went to work, touching and smiling and generally doing whatever they could to convince Uther and Edred to join them inside. For Edred's part, the death of his wife remained too fresh to even consider sampling the wares on display. Uther had no such qualms.
"I'll meet you later at the ship."
With those parting words, the Prince of Strachan was happily led off by a pair of bronze goddesses that would make any man weak in the knees. Edred quickly disengaged from the pouting whores and made himself scarce. Perhaps a drink at one of the cafes would soothe him. The whole point of this tour was to distract him from his troubles, and so far he'd failed miserably at the task. He settled on a small